Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father Abraham had many sons and daughters. I am one of them, and so are you, through faith in Jesus, faith counted to us as righteousness. But the picture of Abraham in Romans, about 100 years old, as good as dead, is not the picture I remember from Genesis, at least not the picture of Abraham in his younger years. Called by God, he left his home to go where God would lead him. Promised a blessing, offspring, land, and a great nation. But when famine hit the land, Abraham moved to Egypt and asked Sarah to say that she was his sister because he was afraid that they might kill him in order to have Sarah. But God is faithful to his promises. God did not allow anything to happen to them in Egypt. So Abraham tries to help God out with keeping his promises. Here is my servant Eliezer. He will inherit all of my possessions. Should he not also inherit the promise? No, Abraham, you will have your own son, and your descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky, as the sand on the seashore. Well then, God, how about a surrogate? If I have a child through Hagar, he will be considered Sarah's son, and Ishmael is born. And there has been no end of fighting between the descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Israel, of Isaac, to this day. No, Abraham, that's not God's plan. Sarah will have a son. But now they're living in the southern region, in the Negev, and King Abimelech has his eye on Sarah. So, Sarah, say that you're my sister. It wasn't really a lie. She was his half-sister. But the question then becomes, who will really be the father of Sarah's baby? But God is faithful. God keeps his promises. God rescues them from this situation as well. And Isaac is born, and laughter is heard in the house of Abraham. But then, Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, and sacrifice him to me, the son of promise. And Hebrews 11 tells us that Abraham believed God, believed that God could raise the dead. This finally is Abraham's faith. And it's our faith, too. It's not of ourselves. It's not something that we do or that we produce. It's a gift from God. It's given to us. It's God's doing. It's his creating within us by water and the Word, by the work of the Holy Spirit. This faith is for us to receive by grace, for us to experience in Jesus, for us to grow in to maturity. This faith, this gift of God, received by us, lived by us, is also counted to us as righteousness. By faith, we receive the righteousness of Jesus in exchange for our sin. That's gift. That's grace. That's God at work within us, who are the children of Abraham by faith. So let's all praise the Lord. Amen.